of the principle of gathering. God is able to gather things. Even when we lose things, he's able to bring them back to us. So my subtitle for today is God can put us back together. God can put us back together. God can put me back together. God can put you back together again. No matter what happens to you, and no matter what difficulties you go through, God can fix it for you. One of the realities of life is that sometimes things go wrong. Sometimes we lose things. Sometimes we get broken. Sometimes we go through difficulties and we wonder, will I ever get back to where I used to be? Will things be good for me again? Will God be able to fix this thing for me? Can God put me back together, put my life together? Can God give me joy again? Yes, he can. God can put us back together again. And no matter what you're going through in life, no matter the difficulties you're faced with, no matter the sense of loss you feel and the sense of failure you feel, God can put things back together again. And today, as we look at the various scriptures and look at God's perspective on us and how we should respond to God's perspective, I pray that everything in your life that has scattered will be brought back together. That God will help you to live a really, really Christ-like, joyful, overcoming life. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to begin my message in a very unusual way. Normally, I will start with a Bible text, and I will exegete the text, and then I will apply the text. But today, I'm going to go a little off my normal route, and I'm going to start with a very unusual approach. We're going to start with a nursery rhyme. How many of you know nursery rhymes? You know any nursery rhyme? I know you are adults, but you used to be kids, didn't you? And we all learned nursery rhymes. And there's an old rhyme that has been recited for generations. You recited it. If you have kids, your kids also recite it. If you have grandchildren, you've heard them talk about this rhyme, and your parents also did it, and your grandparents also did it. It's called Humpty Dumpty. How many of you know Humpty Dumpty? Did you ever recite Humpty Dumpty? Okay, we're going to say Humpty Dumpty together. Are you ready? Okay, let's go. Humpty Dumpty. Oh, yes, Mr. Humpty got into trouble. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. And what calamity it is for Mr. Humpty Dumpty. And normally in popular culture, Humpty Dumpty is portrayed as an egg. He's an egg human. It's a big egg with a human face and human legs and human arms. And sometimes he's wearing a trouser, so it's likely Humpty Dumpty is a male. But for all of you ladies, you are also associated to Humpty one way or the other. Humpty Dumpty, yes. The story is this fragile egg, something that is fragile, that is weak, and it's sitting on a wall. So the picture you have is Humpty is having it easy. Life is cool. Things are going on well for Mr. Humpty. And he's sitting relaxed because he's reached the highest level. He's reached the pinnacle of life. He's having a good time. And then the rhyme says he had a great fall. So he fell from where he was. And obviously, when he fell, he scattered. And then the passage says, and all the king's horses. Now, I don't know how horses can fix something that is broken, but all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. In other words, Humpty had such a great fall that nobody could fix him. The king's men couldn't fix him. The king's horses couldn't fix him. He's in an unfixable situation. The only thing about Mr. Humpty Dumpty is that they missed one person. The king's horses tried, the king's men did try, but they didn't go to the king himself. Because if they had gone to the king himself, he would have had enough resources to put Humpty together. In our case as Christians, the king is called Jesus Christ. He's the Lord of lords. And many times when we get into trouble, we go to the king's man, maybe a pastor, or maybe a specialist. You go to a doctor, you go to somebody to try to fix you. And when they fail, you think you are unfixable. But I'm here just to tell somebody, the king can fix you. I said the king can fix you. And not only can he fix you, he will fix you. And no matter what has happened to your life, no matter how broken you are, God can put your life back together again. And don't be disappointed that you tried and tried and it didn't work. Don't be disappointed that people tried and it didn't work, because there is one who works, and he is going to help you to put your life together again. Many times in life, we go through a great fall. A great fall could probably be that you brought it on yourself. Maybe you dropped yourself. You disappointed yourself. And sometimes a great fall comes because somebody dropped you. Somebody pushed you under the truck and just messed your life up. And what happens when we have a great fall? What happens when things go wrong? What happens when nothing seems to work? The king's men cannot solve us, our problem. The king's horses cannot. The systems are failing. Experts are failing. But there is still the Lord God, who is king of the universe. And he is able to put our lives together again. So we're going to look at God's approach to us. When we feel falling, when we feel that things have gone bad and life has become such a big pain and a big disappointment, something we're trying to work on didn't work. Maybe we started our marriage and then it fell apart. You had a best friend and they left you, or you had an investment and it went wrong, or your health is challenged. Whatever it is, one way or the other, each one of us have a great fall. But there is a fixer. There is a fixer. One of the things I've noticed in life is that when you fall, when you have a great fall, that is when people feel they are now anointed to kick you. People take advantage of those who are going through difficulty. That's when your best friend is going to deny you and is going to betray you. At your lowest point, that's when you find nobody cares for you. People are stomping on you all over. And we ourselves do it. We abandon people who have fallen. But that is not God's approach. God doesn't do that. So we're going to look at what God does not do when we are in trouble. What God does not do. And after that, we'll look at what God does. And then after that, we'll look at what we must do. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 3. A bruised reed he will not break, and smoking flax he will not quench. He will bring forth justice for truth. This statement in Isaiah is a prophecy about God's servant Jesus Christ. And it's telling us about how Jesus is going to approach life and what he's going to do for us. And the passage talks about a reed and a flax. And the first thing he says is that a bruised reed he will not break. A reed is very fragile. It's not like a tree or a stick. It's a very weak plant. And when a weak plant, a reed, is bruised, the logical thing you do is to throw it away. It's like those of you who tend flowers. If you have a rose flower or you tend some other flowers, some orchids and so on, when you go out to your plant, your flower, or if you don't tend flowers and you sow cassava or some other, you know, because we Ghanaians, we don't like flowers. We like cassava and corn. I mean, am I going to eat flowers? You know, we just, all right, whatever you cultivate. But you go to the rose garden and you find that some of the leaves have gone weak, they've been bruised, a worm has eaten it, or it's gotten brownish, something's gone wrong, you don't keep it. You take it away. You throw it away because at that point, it's of no value to you. But that's not how God responds. He says, a bruised reed, he will not break. That means when people think you are useless, God still sees use in you. The Lord does not cut off that which is broken. A bruised reed, he will not break. He doesn't break that which is weak and is cut off. But you know, we human beings, we cut off people. If your best friend gets into trouble, your good friend gets into trouble, and now, you know, when people get into trouble, they become talkative, don't they? When they are in trouble, they become talkative. So now they're always talking there. Every time you see them, they talk about the same problem over and over and over. And you see what happened. And the first time you have catch you, second time you listen. But the third time you're saying, didn't he know he told me this last week? And then they tell you about that 10 times and 20 times. They've become a bruised reed. They've been bruised by life. And sadly, we cut them off. We don't pick their calls again because they are a nuisance. They are bothering us. They're making life difficult because now they are not fun to hang around with. It's not fun talking to them because it's all the same story, the same blah, 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 the same blah, blah, blah. We cut them off. But the Bible says a bruised reed, he will not break. Listen to me. People may get fed up with you. They'll get tired with you. They will cut you off. They will not pick your call. But God will not cut you off. He will pick your call. When you call, he will answer. When you pray, he will hear. A bruised reed, he will not break. And the second thing, he talks about a smoking flax. Now, most of these things, when we read them in the Bible, we don't fully understand. What's a smoking flax? Is it like the flax that has cigarette on its mouth? A flax in the days of the Bible is like the wick of a candle. You know, when you have a candle, you have the wax, and in the wax, you have this tiny little fabric. It's called the wick. In the days of the Bible, it was called a flax because that's what you used to light up things. And the passage is saying, you know, when you light up your candle, and it has a flame on it, and the flame goes off, do you realize there is always smoke in the wick? The fire is gone, smoke is there, and at that time you just feel the candle is off. But God is saying, when the candle is off and the wick still has smoke, he still believes the fire will come out of you. And so God says, a smoking flax, he will not quench. God does not extinguish our hopes. When it looks like he's done, all he has is smoke left over, God still says, I can do something with it. If you're bruised, he can work with you. If your fire is gone, he will work with you. If the light is gone, he will work with you. If it looks like your best days are over, he still can see smoke, and that tells him the fire is somewhere. It may be tiny, maybe small, but you still got fire. A bruised reed, he will not break. A smoking flax, he will not destroy. He will not quench. He will not cut off. Because, you know, we are human beings. And sometimes when people really cut you off and people write you off, you begin to think God has also written you off. When people say all kinds of things against you, you begin to feel maybe that's what God also feels about me. If you're a lady and your husband says, hey, you are not as beautiful as you used to be when we married, you are so beautiful. Look at what has happened. Look at what has happened. And you look at yourself and sometimes you feel, maybe I'm not good. Well, let me tell you this. A man's opinion is not God's opinion. People can see you as bruised and think you are finished, but God says, I will not break you. People may see you and say, the fire is gone. The best days are over. He still says, I see a smoke and I can still work with you and produce new fire. I came here to encourage somebody. It's not over for you, because God can fix you. God can put it together. May the Lord bring everything together back in your life. May He let it work for you again. God does not cut off the broken. He does not extinguish our hopes. If God does not do that, what does God do? What does God do? And we're going to look at the Psalms and look at something that God does. Psalm 147, verses 2 and 3. This prophecy or this statement is addressed to Jerusalem and to Israel, but it applies to us as well. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. The Lord gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. If you are Humpty Dumpty and you've had a great fall, this is what the Lord does for you. First, the passage says, He builds up. When you are broken, when you fall, God is not going to leave you. He's going to build you up. God is not in the business of abandoning people. Check the Bible. A woman caught in adultery, everybody gave up on her. But Jesus didn't, because a broken reed, a bruised reed, He will not break. God builds up. And not only does God build up, the passage also says that He gathers together the outcast. He gathers together things that have been lost, things that have been cast out, people that have been cast out, people that have been left on the field. He gathers them together. And not only that, the passage also says the Lord binds together the brokenhearted and brings healing. He's a healing God. He's a binding God. When something is sick, it means something has gone wrong. A cut has taken place. But God will bind you together. That's God's attitude to us. That's how He sees our lives. We may not see that way. Your friends may not see that way. People may think you are done. Maybe you failed at it once, you failed at it three times, you failed at it five times. You are a serial failure. You've mastered in failure. You've got a PhD in failure. You can actually teach a course in failure, because you started a business, it failed, a marriage failed, failed with raising your children, failed in exam, failed everywhere. If there is a course at the university called Failure 101, they have a lecturer. You can be a professor in failure. You fail so much, you can teach it to others. But God says He can even take that person, that expert in failure, and He can build them up, and He can gather them, and He can bind them, and He can heal them. You cannot go beyond God's help. He has a good feeling about you. He has good thoughts about you. There are good things He wants to do for you. And although you may disappoint yourself, or people may disappoint you, God can still put us together.